A herd of elephants were doing the square dance in clogs on Crucible's head. He could see a hazy figure kneeling over him.
Here, drink this.
Ah, health-giving joy juice. Ah, invigorating stagger soup. Those elephants, having changed into slippers, were now dancing a sedate waltz. The whiskey was having the desired effect. Crucible opened his eyes again and regarded the visitor. Who the devil are you?
That's right.
Crucible's head hit the grate with a hollow clang. The devil picked him up and sat him in an armchair. Crucible opened one eye. The devil was wearing a sober black suit with a red carnation in the buttonhole. His thin, waxed mustachio, combined with the minute beard, gave him a dignified air. A cloak and collapsible top hat were on the table. Crucible had known it would happen. After 10 years of prizing cash from the unsuspecting businessman, one was bound to be caught by Nemesis. He rose to his feet, brushing the soot from his clothes. "Shall we be going?" he asked mournfully.
"Going? Where to?"
"The other place, I suppose."
"The other place? Oh, you mean home. Good oops, pardon me. Hell no. No one's come down there for nearly 2,000 years. Can't think why. No, I have come to you because I need some help down there. The hell business is just not paying. No more lost souls. Only chap that's come down there for the last 2,000 years was a raving nit called Dante. Went away with quite the wrong impression. You ought to have heard what he said about me."
"I did read something about it somewhere."
"Indeed? Bad publicity for me, that."
"That's where you come in."
"Oh?"
Crucible pricked up his ears.
"Yes. I want you to advertise hell."
"Look, clumsy. You've spilt your drink all over the carpet."
"What? Why me?" croaked Crucible.
"You are the owner of the Square Deal Advertising Company, are you not? We want you to make the public conscious hell-wise. Not for eternal damnation, of course, just day trips, etc., grand tour of hell and all that."
"And if I refuse?"
"What would you say to £10,000?
"Goodbye."
"20,000?
Aren't I supposed to give you some tasks? Sand ropes and all that?"
The devil looked angry.
40,000, and that's my last offer. Besides, the devil pressed the tips of his fingers together and smiled at the ceiling. There are some rather incriminating facts about the Payne Smith Products case, which we could make public.
"Now you're speaking my language. £40,000 and hush about the P&S case."
"Yes."
"Done."
"I'm so glad you see it my way," said the devil.
Crucible seated himself behind his mahogany desk and took out a pad. He indicated a polished silver box. "Cigarette?"
"Thanks."
Crucible took a cigarette himself and felt for his lighter. Suddenly, a thought struck him.
"How do I know you are old Nick?"
The devil shuddered.
"Please, Nicholas Lucifer to you." "Well, I know about the P&S case, don't I?"
Crucible's eyes gleamed.
"You may be some smart-aleck dick. Convince me, go on, convince me."
"Okay, you asked for it. By the way, that gun in your left-hand pocket would be useless against me."
The devil leaned nonchalantly, extending a finger towards Crucible.
"See? You're a phony. A low-down crack. A bolt of lightning shot across the room."
The end of Crucible's cigarette glowed.
I'm convinced."
"So glad."
Crucible became his old self.
"Let's get down to business. I take it you want hell to be exploited in every possible way."
"Yes."
"Well, I'm afraid I can't do much until I've seen the place. From the living point of view, you understand."
"Quite. Well, I could take you back with me, but that might be a hair-raising experience for you. Tell you what, If you wait at the corner of this street at, shall we say, 8 o'clock this evening, I could pick you up and we could walk there, okay?
Right.
I'll be seeing you then. Cheerio.
Poomph. He was gone. The room was again filled with sulphurous smoke. Crucible opened the windows and then closed them again. If some busybody saw the smoke, he would have a hard time explaining to the fire brigade just why there was no fire. He strolled into the kitchen and sat down thoughtfully. He wished he had read more fantasy. In wishing the devil would mind his own business, Crucible was thinking along the same lines as certain other beings. Where they differed was the reason. Crucible opened the fridge and took out a can of beer. Having someone running around loose who knows about things one would prefer to keep to oneself is dangerous. Crucible's love of money warred with his love of freedom. He wanted that £40,000, but he did not want Lucifer running around loose. Suddenly the perfect solution struck him. Of course, why not? He grabbed his hat and hurried out to the local church.